K-State Nation, good morning, or when this comes out, happy weekend. This is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Friday edition, weekend edition, April 11th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. Okay, so let me get, so this is the course, the weekend preview of this podcast. You've been with us for a bit while now. You've been with us since the very beginning. We have caught a flow here on this podcast. So at least we got one thing. Well, two things. We're K-State podcast each and every day for one main thing. Number two, we got this every Friday weekend preview K-State going on. And number three, you truly will be out of town. So actually, I'm recording this morning on Friday morning. You know, listen to this. It will be the weekend and I, Lord willing, safe travels. Everybody who's traveling this weekend will be in the Lake of the Ozarks. Do a little prep race for me this weekend. A little bit of 10K tomorrow out there. Look at Ozarks, and the plan plan might change. Well, the plan is changing. So I have a plan in place. We'll see if Fast A follows that plan. We'll see about that. But yeah, so if you're wanting right away coverage, I know we have track and field. I've told y'all multiple times that I'm going to be out of town. We talked about the UCF series, recap, all of it. Be on first thing Monday. We'll get you caught up with track and field, outdoor, going on as well, tennis as well. And that's a good transition to that now. Yeah, so you will have an episode on Saturday for sure, and definitely on Sunday night for sure as well. So we're going to have you covered for the weekend. And then once I get back, we'll get you all squared away with what went down with the women's tennis team as they take on Iowa State, 65th ranked. And tennis wrap up the regular season this weekend on the road. After, of course, beating BYU and taking Utah down in Manhattan, they got to go on the road to Ames. And then you got to turn around. I believe the regular season finale is on Sunday, I'm not mistaken there. So Iowa State for the women's tennis team. But I don't have a time here, so it will happen at some point, and I'll be on the road. So again, I won't be doing much recording at all on the road. So my attention is going to be in the present. So I'm not going to be stepping aside and all that unless something really, really big important goes down. It'll have to wait till I get back in town Sunday for me to do that. So the women's tennis team, Jordan Smith got a momentum. Can you take down Iowa State? We'll see what happens there about that. They're in K-State tennis. You're in position to finish over 500. Incredible year this year by this team, which again, I've said when we talked about women's tennis, usually they start off good and then they tail off. Really tail off. This year, they are a lot more competitive than we have seen them in the past. So that's credit to Jordan Smith, the head coach of the women's tennis team there, and a huge opportunity to have this team finish, right, over 500. So right now, they're sitting, what, 99 and over 500, definitely over 500 in conference play. So we'll see what happens, but they can have a tough task going on the road to the next 3 days to wrap up the regular season there. I mentioned track and field. I did. So track and field starts today. Outdoor season down in Wichita State. KT Woodman Classic. Did we recap the first outdoor season? I don't think we did. So I'm going to rewind back a little bit when I get off this mic. I don't think I did. But the outdoor season continues for K-State track and men's women's track and field. Resuming in Wichita, down in Wichita, Kansas. Wichita State has the Wichita State's logos on there. So KT Women Classic begins today as well. And then we've been talking about all week, UCF, record-wise in the conference, is a bad baseball team. K-State, you got to take care of your business. Game one tonight, 6 o'clock at Twain Family Stadium there, as well as K-State looks to bounce back. Last time we were in conference play, they got swept by an under 500 Oklahoma State team. So, again, I always tell you guys, nothing's guaranteed. Not where you pray. You just can't take it for granted. You can't take things lightly. So, K-State, you got to go in. They got to go offense going against Missouri. Missouri State, 12-2. That podcast is out wherever you get your podcasts. We're on iTunes, Spotify. You know what it is. Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Eddie Greer III for the weekend preview edition of the podcast. Flipping the script now. Of course, the KT Women Classic for the men's, women's track and field teams continue tomorrow. Of course, you got us out there in the Lake of the Ozarks, with Bridge and Dam half marathon going down. I will be participating in the 10K. Again, a little prep race, using that as a prep race before Olathe, the last one before Olathe. I haven't raced that much, and I want to race. We'll see. Again, I'm on a strategy plan, so we'll see if, again, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, quote-unquote, can execute that plan there as well. But I'm excited to get out there and compete still. I just want to compete in general at this point in time. So the track and field is going to be doing that in Wichita. We're going to be doing that in Lake of the Ozarks. I know Rock the Park. And unfortunately, the last 2 years, we've been a part of the Rock the Parkway. That is the same week. That is the same day as Bridge and Dam this year for some reason. I don't know. But you can't do nothing about it. Cannot do nothing about it. So I know Rock the Parkway is going to be rocking tomorrow here in the KC metro area. I did want to mention that as well about the ET3. I'm looking forward to get out of Kansas City for a couple of days for a little bit there. So yeah, that's that on that. But yeah, so UCF series continues at 4 o'clock. Game two, the middle game of the series there with the Central Florida Knights. And speaking of Missouri State, we gotta check in on Colin Corbin's team, because we haven't been getting the score. I'm judging by the smiles, the big smile on Colin Corbin's face that she usually brings to the table, a big smile per usual. A lot of success right now for women's soccer. Spring session is in session. It continues for them tomorrow at noon at home against Missouri State. And we already mentioned that. And you flip the script to Sunday, right? Tennis wraps up the regular season in Lawrence against 39th ranked KKU. Dillon Sunflower Showdown tennis style on Sunday afternoon there as well. So again, we'll get you. That might end up being either a one or two parter when we get back over here, get back in town on Monday. Yeah, so we're gonna take care of that UCF series all in one. It's not gonna be separate. We're gonna try to do it all in one, or maybe we might try to do it all separately. Who knows? Who knows what EG3 is thinking? I have plenty of time to think about it. Been thinking about it. Rowing, right? Back in action. Creighton Dew for the K-State women's rowing team. On Sunday, of course, this has been every single year they take on Creighton. Let's say they K-State could take them down. And then, of course, the finale, UCF, 1 o'clock, first pitch over there. So hopefully, by then, K-State, I'm putting this in the universe, would have the series locked up already. We'll see. I might have jinxed them a little bit, but we're just gonna roll it anyways. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here, and then of course I'm gonna go ahead and put this in here as well. Monday, of course, Monday we're gonna get you all squared away. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday we'll get you all squared away from the weekend's action. Monday, men's golf coming up a top five finish at the Tiger Intercollegiate will be in action all day on Monday with the Mossy Oak Collegiate as well. So men's golf looking for back-to-back top five performances there. And I believe, and we see, yeah, that's going to keep going until Tuesday. So, yeah, you got that in. We'll get to the Big 12 Championship for the women's golf when we get back in town as well. That begins on Tuesday for Augusta champ Carla Bernat and the K-State women's golf team. And head coach Stuberg will look to make big things shake again in the Big 12 Championship on Tuesday down in Texas. So a lot going on. Like I said, we don't focus on two sports. We focus on all things K-State sports. So again, a lot going on, including for yours truly. I'm warning you now. We usually post. You see it. We've been doing postcasts of baseball after every game, per usual. You'll not see a postcast, obviously, unless I get back on Sunday, we'll do game three potentially. But other than that, you're not going to see it because we're going to be out of town. So my focus is going to be out there with the racing, the peeps, my club out there. So I'm not doing nothing. that's why you prep ahead, right? So that's why we're gonna have an episode Saturday and Sunday for y'all. And when I get back, we'll get you all caught up with what went down with our athletics teams at Kansas State. So yeah, you got that. You got me out there. There's a huge race in town. Rock the Parkway Half Marathon, which is one of my top three favorites. It's probably number two favorite half ever, all time. So I hate to miss that due to schedule conflict with the bridge and dam run and all that. So again, a lot going on here. It's going to be a lot going on between now and the end of April, really, because obviously it culminates with me trying to take down the big monster and get out and get this goal, garner a Latham Marathon on the 26th. So a lot going on between now and the end of April, and a lot going on with the K-State athletics teams between now and really through next week as well, because women's golf going to be competing in the Big 12 Championship Tournament as well. So again, you're new to this podcast, make sure you just go ahead and hit that subscribe button right now. Subscribe, tap that alarm bell every time I post content daily. Yep, including weekends. Yes, I'm gone. I'll be going out of town, but still, you're going to get at least an episode on it. Your K-State Wildcats every day, you'll be first known about it. Second thing, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, number 3, E-D-E-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden, we'll see if I can get on there between now and when I have to be an OP, Overland Park, and get on there real fast and put something out. We'll just have to see how the rest. I should be able to do that there as well. If I do, I'll let y'all know next week. So there's that. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, K-State fan, about the Purple Project Podcast. K-State, your team, your K-State Wildcats every day. That is going to put a pin on a busy K-State weekend here on the Purple Project Podcast this weekend, beginning today. Tennis, track and field, baseball, men's golf, women's rowing in action throughout the weekend. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. K-State Nation, your home for Wildcat Sports.